Hey, it's Tax Scribs time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama wants to let you know what kind of support you can expect from the IRS this year, if any. Well, my friends, as you understand so very well, since COVID-19, it's gotten harder than ever to reach a live person at the IRS, and especially someone who has enough training and experience to give you useful information. Those of you who like to enjoy pain and who appreciate statistics, read Aaron Collins' Taxpayer Advocates Report to Congress. As I told you last time, the IRS is working to use that new influx of funds to do more than just increase audits and collections. They are adding more self-service tools and opening more in-person opportunities. So, what's new and improved? Last week, the IRS announced that people who file their amended returns, Form 1040X, electronically can now receive their refunds via direct deposit to their bank accounts. Hip, hip, hooray! What they don't tell you is this, that this is likely to apply to superseded returns. For those that know how to take advantage of them, this is really good news. Superseded returns are returns that are filed to replace the original return, but they are filed before the filing deadline, including extensions. The IRS is opening their in-person taxpayer assistance centers, otherwise known as IRS offices, to the public on several Saturdays once a month from February through May. You can locate one near you in most or all states, including Puerto Rico, at this URL, IRS Face-to-Face Saturday Help. Read the instructions to know what to bring with you. The staff will be able to help with balances due, audit questions, and other issues. And the Taxpayer Advocate Service staff will be available. Language interpretation services will also be available. In addition to being able to check on your refund status, the IRS has several online tools you can use on your own to access your taxpayer account or that your tax pro can use on your behalf. You can pull your own transcripts, set up your own payment plans, and so much more. Here are some examples and links to some of the tools you have. You've got a taxpayer account. You can find the status of a tax return or refund. You can look up the status of amended tax returns. You can get your own transcript. The IRS even has an app, IRS To Go, that you can use on several different platforms. If you want to file your tax returns totally for free without any ads, IRS has a free file system. And if you need an identity protection PIN or you need to replace it, you can do it yourself online. The other good news is audits and appeals meetings can potentially be held online. The online submission of documents to the examiner or the appeals officer isn't as easy as we would hope yet for security reasons, but we're getting there. Incidentally, in case you didn't know, the IRS has an interactive assistant that might be able to answer some questions for you. Just go through the questionnaire on the website. Although this site isn't really a secret, I've discovered that most people are not aware of what I call the IRS treasure chest of resources. For anyone who wants to do tax research about anything, this is a great place to start. The link is irs.gov Privacy Disclosure FOIA Freedom of Information Act Library. There are new capabilities being released all the time. The IRS understands how much less it can cost them if taxpayers can do things themselves than have to reach out to a live person. Now, moving on to tax education, many of you know I've been teaching at CSTC Symposium the last couple of years, and I will be doing that again in June. It's going to be in Las Vegas, so please come and meet me in Las Vegas, and if you tell me that you're coming, you're going to be invited to the Tax Mama annual dinner on Monday night. Even if you're not a California preparer, there are two tracts at the symposium that cover only federal issues and one track that covers California. So this is great even if you're not a California preparer. It's time for our Everything webinar. People are still asking so many questions about the new upcoming 2023-2024 EA exam. So we will hold our first annual free webinar. Please clear some time on your calendar if you're interested in taking the IRS exams this year. If you're not currently a tax preparer but think this might be a worthwhile career to explore, do come and join us. It's free. You'd be welcome too. It's called Everything You Wanted to Know About the EA Exam, but Didn't Know Who to Ask. The date is Thursday, March 2, 2023. The time is 10 a.m. Pacific. For more information and a free sign-up, just use the link on this page. Incidentally, we are bribing you to join us. Anyone who stays for the entire presentation is going to get a $100 coupon off the price of the premium class. And for those of you who've already signed up and paid for the premium class in 2023, and you sit through the presentation, we're going to send you a $100 refund. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about taxes and business issues and EA education for free. Where else? At taxmama.com.